This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As always, lots to unpack, especially after the weekend. We had a contentious battle over the weekend for Speaker of the House, and that's been resolved. We'll talk more about it, though, because there's a clip of Dan Crenshaw, former Navy SEAL, congressman from Texas, a Republican who replaced Ted Poe. I knew Ted well. Ted was a legend in Texas. And when I met Dan, I thought Dan would be the perfect replacement. Navy SEAL, good-looking guy, has an eye patch because he was wounded fighting on behalf of the country. And SEALs have a special place in my heart, and Dan did as well, because I knew people that were part of his Buds team. So I was happy that we had a SEAL replacing Ted Poe, this strong Texas conservative, a fighting man who knew what it was and why we wanted to protect this country. And that's changed a bit. So anyway, we'll talk about that. China has finally opened its borders again, and there's so many parallels to what happened during our lockdown and things that should never be allowed to happen and the lessons from China. When we get to this report, you'll hear about people meeting in the airport saying, I hadn't seen my parents in 2 years, or I hadn't seen my kids, or I hadn't seen my cousins. I haven't been able to travel. I haven't been able to do this. And they shut down the world's second largest economy over nonsense. And I've already talked about the surveillance state where this country has over 200 million cameras. One camera for every seven people. You can go nowhere in China without being seen or biometrically tracked, etc. This is a country that, I mean, look, if this is the future, okay, but wow. And I understand this, the concept of it is it's going to stop, you know, it'll stop crime, it'll stop this, it'll stop that. But it isn't that it's meant to be used for good, where you can say, okay, we can now track people for crime. It's being used to track people who just want to live their lives and who other people decide this is what we disagree with. And it's already here in the United States. Not to the degree of China in terms of the tracking systems, but how about that DOJ that wants to go after us as citizens? The FBI that targets us, that actually participates in so-called insurrections, that start these and play into the narrative so that we look like the bad guys and the actual bad guys look like good guys that are protecting us. When you get to that point in your government, and you wonder why people are questioning the government, shame on you. We have a legitimate reason to question this government. What else did they lie about? They lied about Wu Flu. And on January 1, as we all know, DeMar Hamlin, who fell out because of a heart attack, a healthy guy, and you would think the people that watched that and said, oh, probably got poked, that we were crazy, unless you were studying it and you look at all around the world where professional elite athletes in all sports are falling out from heart attacks and dying, and you get the numbers. Well, here's one that you maybe didn't hear about. Former offensive lineman for the Baltimore Ravens, and he died of an enlarged heart with acute heart failure. 38 years old, at his wife's home in West Lafayette, and the police were called because Uche, I don't even know how to say his last name because he's an African guy, but his name is, I'm going to try to say it, Uche Nwari. Nwari, it's N-W, Nwari, 38 years old, drops dead of an enlarged heart and essentially heart-related stuff. And here's what he had tweeted earlier. What kind of idiot must one be to actually take a dewormer, ivermectin, which has absolutely nothing in any study anywhere about using for COVID, but your stupid beep doesn't want a vax? I mean, natural selection takes over at some point, right? It certainly does, Uche. And there are people out there listening saying, Kevin, this guy died and you're making fun. I ain't making fun of him. He took the narrative. He criticized people who are on ivermectin, who, by the way, aren't dropping dead from heart attacks or anything else, and has been linked to actually curing cancer in people. And he mocks us. He mocks us. In other words, folks, I'm telling you, the lie is mocking the truth. And he proudly does this. See, if he wants to take the vaccination and keep his mouth shut, I got nothing to say. But he doesn't want to do that. He wants you to know that he's a 38-year-old football player. I don't know when he made the comment. Oh, it was a year ago. So he makes this comment. Well, of course, he's smarter than we are because he's a professional football player. And what kind of idiots are we who say, you know what, I don't trust everything I'm seeing over there because I can actually connect the dots. And then at 38 years old, he drops dead from anybody? Anybody? Yes. Issues related to what happens when you take the vaccine. Now, the reason why the media is not going to blow this story up is because it doesn't fit their narrative. You think the Republicans are going to take this and go, hey, listen, it isn't just Damar Hamlin who almost dropped dead and who, by the way, will not have a professional football career. I've already told you this. I've made a bet. I'll bet you steak dinner. He will not go back to play professional football at that level. He won't be the starter for the Bills. I doubt if he even makes a practice squad. But I'm saying he will not go back to the level that he's playing. If anybody wants to take me up on that bet, please contact us, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I can tell you, Uche, Noir, Unu Noir, Nineruari, or whatever your last name is, who died of an enlarged heart with acute heart failure, what kind of idiot must one be? Is what their family's asking themselves right now. They're saying, oh my gosh, I want you to understand the ramifications. His family now knows. He took that shot, and that's what killed a 38-year-old athlete. I'm not saying he was in his prime, because he was a former defensive lineman, but and rightfully, I'll tell you, these guys die early. They take a lot of hits, and the average age of these guys dying is in their 50s. A lot of them don't get to 60, but they don't die before they're 40. What else is Uche and the left lied about? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Far too many rules in Congress protect Congress and essentially disembowel the citizenry. We're the bosses, but we act like we're the employees. And you know what the Congress people are doing and other politicians? They treat us like we're employees. They expect us to kowtow to them. They expect royal treatment. Limos, private jets, hops on Air Force planes, etc. They expect to be wined and dined, to be regaled with various parties and stuff, to be given awards for doing what? What's supposed to be the people's business? They're not supposed to be getting awards and going to galas and honoring themselves. The honor that they should receive is from the citizenry, the people that sent them to D.C. to do their work, and they get mad when somebody critiques their work and says, look, we don't like that you haven't solved these problems. They're mad at us. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255.
We have little oversight over Congress. Think about it. Even when these people commit actual crimes, I think back on the sexual accusations against congressmen, the whole Me Too thing, and they said we paid $17 million of our money, hush money, to keep people quiet about what congressmen, people that that represent us, have done. These people should have been kicked out of Congress. If you have to make a payoff, and if it's legit, I'm not talking about people that accuse you of stuff that are liars. Think about the people who've been wrongly accused that aren't Congress people. People who've lost their jobs. In some cases, people who've gone to jail because some Me Too feminist cried wolf. They found out later she was lying. But Congress, where it's actually happening, these guys are molesting their pages and their interns and various other people, and all they get is hush money, a slap on the wrist, and it's over. It's impossible to remove them. They oversee themselves, and they give themselves 50 lashes with a wet noodle as punishment. Then, when we, the electorate, the public decides, let's talk about term limits, because some of you have been there too long, you've gotten too powerful, you start voting yourself, they vote themselves automatic raises no matter what. I don't care how good the economy is or how bad the economy is. They get automatic money. They're like bookies. They get paid no matter what. But when you're talking about term limits or limiting their money or limiting their access, limiting their you can't make money on other, you know, on stock trading, things like that. You have to recuse yourself. They screech like scalded monkeys. It's amazing what they get away with. In this fight for the speaker, folks, we had an elitist, Kevin McCarthy, paid his dues, a guy who all his political career wanted to rise to the level of speaker. Not president, couldn't get there, knew his limitations, but wanted to get to the office of speaker. And many of his compadres, they know the rules, the chain of command, as it were, because the chain, as I've mentioned before, the chain of command in the Republican Party makes the chain of command in the military look weak. You don't go around the chain of command in politics, or they will cut you off at the knees. I give you Donald Trump, a guy who earned his way into the presidency, however way. Even though the Democrats set him up thinking he would be the easiest to beat in 2016, and he wins it against all odds because they cheated and still couldn't beat him. And because he jumped around the chain of command and did the worst thing that you could possibly do as a politician representing the people, which is he actually got results, they had to cut him off at the knees. And they did it. They took down a billionaire president. What do you think they can do to you? What do you think happens when this government points itself at you? You've seen enough spy thrillers to know what happens. If I were to go down right now, if they were, oh, Kevin Jackson, we found kiddie porn on his thing, and we found drug paraphernalia in his home, would any of you believe that I was involved in any of that? Of course not. But let me tell you, the powers that be would make it look like you didn't even know Kevin Jackson. Oh, and if you only knew what we know. Look, I'm pro-law enforcement, but don't think that these people are above planting evidence, hacking stuff, making it look like I was involved with international terrorists and, you know, human trafficking and all this other stuff. And in reality, they are. I give you Hunter Biden. I give you the big guy, Joe Biden. I give you James Biden. I give you the Biden family cartel. And I give you the cabal that won't even investigate him. Anyway, back to these rules. So Kevin McCarthy wants to be speaker, and he gets it. 15 votes, blah, blah, blah. People are embarrassed. The Republican Party, oh my gosh, we look so terrible. We look so feckless. We look bad about, oh, yeah. No, you look like the Republican Party. That's what you look like. And now the fallout is this. And I'll ask this question to my audience. What do you think is going to happen? What is McCarthy going to do? Now, there are things they want him to do. We're going to get to it in the next segment, because we're running a little long here, but I just want to make the bigger points here about Congress, how it works, how people don't want to be, I mean, all this jockeying that we're seeing right now are people making sides, choosing sides. And what I'm going to prove to you here, this in the next part of this hour, is that the people who are fighting for McCarthy, they don't have a leg to stand on. They wanted him to get this with no concessions, nothing that represents the people. And you know what those MAGA Republicans did? Those few that had the clout to keep him from getting it, they negotiated on behalf of, you ready for this? You, the patriots, the American people. And whether the Democrats like it or not, they did it for them too. Because that's what conservatism is about. I'm not just giving you conjecture here, folks. I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it with the people who were irritated that they couldn't just shoehorn McCarthy in. Look, it's a foregone conclusion, America. Why don't you get used to it? McCarthy's going to be your speaker. He was already moved into the speaker's office before he got the vote. The World Economic Forum voted for him. You can bet the UN supported. Most of the Democrats wanted him in there. They felt like he was the lesser of any evil of on the Republican side. The guy votes 46% of the time with Nancy Pelosi. She only voted 7% of the time with him. So why not put him in? You at least you get half your agenda done. But why shouldn't there be some contention? It's like saying, okay, we're going to have the Olympics, but let's just go ahead and give the race to McCarthy. Let's not let anybody run. Let's not see how fast the other people are. Let's just give the race to the person that we think is the best runner. Is there any other, you know, competition where something like that occurs? Nope. It's politics.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It's not just the rain and the wind and the flooding putting much of California in danger from this latest big storm. Mudslides are a big danger thanks to all the hills already saturated by previous storms that lost most of their trees and bushes in summer wildfires. sentencing for Harvey Weinstein on his rape and sexual assault convictions in Los Angeles will not happen today. The judge moved it until late next month. House members will vote on new rules for the new session tonight, among them formation of a committee to look into what conservatives call the weaponization of the federal government. Prince Harry wants us to know.
None of anything that I've written, anything I've included, is ever intended to hurt my family.
But he tells 60 Minutes his new book does paint the full picture of his life growing up and dispels the idea that his wife ruined his relationship with his brother, the future king. Rich Johnson, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You mentioned Congressman Dan Crenshaw, Republican out of Texas. Former SEAL, former Navy SEAL, he replaced Congressman Ted Poe. If you don't know who Ted Poe is, he's famous for speeches on the House floor, akin to Trey Gowdy or some of the others, and just would obliterate Congress. And he retired, I don't know, it's probably been 6-8 years ago now. It's been a while. And I happened to be in D.C. and doing some business at the time. I think I was doing a series of media rounds. And I was in the same building with Dan Crenshaw, who wasn't a congressman at the time, who was going to run. And we exchanged phone numbers. It's funny because we had phone numbers at the time, and then when I called him after he won, his number had changed, which is probably not unusual because, you know, a lot of people know your number and you got to switch it up. So I didn't take it personally. But anyway, I lost track of him. I ended up seeing him at another event down the road, but it was probably 2 years into his deal as a congressman, his term as a congressman. But when I met him in D.C. the first time, and of course, he had the patch over his eye. He's iconic. I got to tell you, I was uber impressed with Dan. Very well put together. Good looking guy. And I will admit, I was biased. Not because he's a good looking guy. I'm not gay. But because he's a SEAL. He's a Navy SEAL. And as we were talking about his tenure as a SEAL, and obviously he got shot protecting the country, I got his buds, and I was like, well, what buds class were you in? He told me. I was like, oh, I know so-and-so and so-and-so. So we built this sort of camaraderie because I knew people in his buds class. Because, I know quite a few of the SEALs. So I was biased, but besides that, because all SEALs are not good. I mean, they're tough guys, but I'm saying they're not all good people. And talking with Dan, I'll tell you what impressed me the most. I said something like, yeah, I train a lot of you guys. And he said something like, well, I won't say we're the toughest guys, you know, in hand-to-hand, but we get the job done. I just remember thinking, what humility. Because a lot of SEALs are, you know, they think they hung the moon. He was very humble. And I when we were talking about different things, I think in this particular case it was immigration, he was very balanced in his approach. And then I saw him do interviews prior to getting elected, and I thought, man, this guy really has his stuff together. He undoubtedly loves America. But then I started watching him after he got elected, and he was reaching across the aisle a lot. He was doing a lot of stuff with Democrats. But now, he was also cutting clever commercials and things that spoke to America. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't for any second think that Dan Crenshaw is not a patriot. He is. But his approach is too, I want to know what the other side is thinking and doing, etc. And I realized over time that Dan Crenshaw is a John McCain. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, prisoner of war, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not even comparing them from their war, from just being in the military. I'm saying they so want to be liked. They so want to find common ground that pleases everybody that they end up pleasing nobody. And in this case, they please the other side. I want you to listen to this clip of Dan Crenshaw. It's easy to dissect. He is called the people who are fighting against McCarthy terrorist. And he downplays it as just, oh, it's a turn of phrase. But and then there's other parts of this that need to be dissected as well. But the first part is the terrorism part, and here it is.
Dan Crenshaw is joining us right now. The Texas congressman had some pretty choice words for some of that group. Not all of that group, but some of them who were pushing this to the brink. He joins us right now. Congressman, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
Let me ask you a little bit about some of the things that you had said. Ted Cruz, for example, had bashed you for some of the rhetoric you were using, told you to settle down, you know, that calling a lot of these folks enemies early on, and you also had other choice words, didn't help anybody. What do you say?
Ted Cruz, I mean, he's called American citizens terrorists multiple times, so you know, if he really wants to play that game. Look, I do not think these people are terrorists, and to the extent that my colleagues took offense to that, I've gone up to them and said, of course I didn't mean it that way. We were speaking in terms of a very difficult negotiation where sometimes you use a turn of phrase about not giving in to terrorists. I don't disagree with anything Scott Perry just said. Scott Perry was one of these people working in good faith, and Chip Roy was one of these people working in good faith.
All right, so let's go back and stop there. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to you. You just heard Dan Crenshaw. And he says, well, the first thing that he's asked about calling people terrorists, and this Ted Cruz called him out. He says, well, Ted Cruz is called American citizens terrorists. There are American citizens who are terrorists. And Crenshaw wants to, if he wants to play that game, play what game? Tell me specifically when Ted Cruz called American citizens terrorists, and let's dissect it. Let's not brush it over. What he's trying to do there is to say, look, no harm, no foul. I didn't really mean it the way that it was said. And, but Ted Cruz, who's he to talk? He said it. He's done it. Well, as I said, there are American citizens who are terrorists. Black Lives Matter, terrorists. Antifa, terrorists. People who join and fight against this country, join ISIS and other things, terrorists. And then there are terrorists in our midst, people who want to bring this republic down, who are constantly talking anti-American and things like this. What do you call them? But what do you call people who say, look, Kevin McCarthy is not the right guy for the job. You want to know why? He goes along to get along. These are people that have given good, rational arguments as to why they don't want McCarthy. It isn't like somebody said, we just don't like him. He's just a big old mean-spirited guy who has mean tweets. Nobody said anything like that. Everybody who says, I don't like McCarthy has given a reason. Most of them, it had to do with January 6th. How dare you join the Democrats in that lie?
Oh, well, Kevin, that's not a big enough reason.
It is. It's a huge reason. Why would you allow the Democrats to propagate a lie that the people that you supposedly represent, mostly Republicans and conservatives, who went to D.C. to protest what they know is a stolen election, and you join with the other people? Are you kidding? We should question every single person. I've said this on other programs. I said it earlier in the broadcast today. Anybody who supports January 6th as an insurrection, as a Republican, should be tossed out of office on their butts. And there may be people out there who disagree with me, but you can disagree, and you are flatly wrong.
If armed citizens of America wanted to take over D.C., we wouldn't do it that way. And we wouldn't do some stupid thing. Oh, let's storm the Capitol because it'll be symbolic. I've been to enough rallies. Pardon me. I've been to enough rallies of MAGA types, Tea Party types, and we are the most peaceful people on the planet. And what the Democrats have done is paint us as evil. They shoot Ashley Babbitt, and nothing is done. There was no, where were our guns? We're armed to the teeth. These people are always talking about the Second Amendment and what could happen in the event that, and there wasn't a single gun, not one other person shot except Ashley Babbitt. And then we find out they lie about, oh, this many police officers were killed. Lie. Officer Sicknick was beaten up and pepper sprayed or sprayed with a, hit with an extinguisher and pepper sprayed or whatever. Lie. And these rhino Republicans like McCarthy and McConnell, the two highest ranking guys in the Republican Party, do nothing. Go along with it. And they're mad that we would dare question this? But what does Dan Crenshaw say at the very end of that? Because that's what we're going to explore. He says, you know, I didn't disagree with Scott or Chip Roy. They had good intentions. Okay, good. So here are guys with good intentions, and you're fighting them. What are they fighting for? Ultimately, you know what they were fighting for? They wanted concessions. They wanted things from Kevin McCarthy that guarantee that our agenda would hit the floor. Because McCarthy had already stated, I'm not going to put that out there. I'm not going to do that. And when we get to the rest of this clip, you'll hear Crenshaw go into the details about it. And here's where he becomes contradictory to himself. Calling us terrorists because we want to hold our employees' feet to the fire and make sure they do our bidding. That's where you lose me. And that's my problem with Crenshaw. That's my problem with the Republican Party in general. We don't have people who want to go to war for us and sharpen, even within our own ranks, steel is supposed to sharpen steel. And you know what Matt Gaetz and those guys did? They made sure that happened. But here's a warrior, a guy who knows combat, who's fought for this country. And he comes back here, and he doesn't apply any of the principles that he did when he was fighting against the Taliban.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, folks. We're talking about Dan Crenshaw. He's upset with people fighting to make sure that inside the Republican Party that we are represented, that the Rhino establishment doesn't just run roughshod over us. And Dan Crenshaw, a warrior, a Navy SEAL, is fighting harder against us. I'm not going to say than he did overseas, but it sure feels that way. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I'm not trying to be critical of people who have served in combat and served this nation. It's certainly not the SEALs. These guys know me, the Delta Force guys, all of them, and a lot of them, I should say. And they know, if anybody appreciates what they give to this country, nobody appreciates it more than I do. Nobody. I can say that with 100% certainty. Nobody. I would absolutely die for those guys, because I know they are willing to do it for me. But Dan, who's become this wishy-washy McCainite, doesn't want us fighting for our rights. So I want to play the clip in its entirety, because it's easy to parse what Dan Crenshaw is about. He ultimately calls us terrorists because we're fighting against the people inside of our party who are not representing us. He backs off by saying, yeah, I didn't mean it that way. It was a turn of phrase, you know, like we won't negotiate with terrorists, whatever. And then he goes on to say, but I agree with what the outcome was. And that's where we get into, okay, now we got something to talk about. So here's the entire clip.
Dan Crenshaw is joining us right now. The Texas congressman had some pretty choice words for some of that group. Not all of that group, but some of them who were pushing this to the brink. He joins us right now. Congressman, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
Let me ask you a little bit about some of the things that you had said. Ted Cruz, for example, had bashed you for some of the rhetoric you were using, told you to settle down, that calling a lot of these folks enemies early on, and you also had other choice words, didn't help anybody. What do you say?
Ted Cruz, I mean, he's called American citizens terrorists multiple times, so you know, if he really wants to play that game. Look, I do not think these people are terrorists, and to the extent that my colleagues took offense to that, I've gone up to them and said, of course I didn't mean it that way. We were speaking in terms of a very difficult negotiation where sometimes you use a turn of phrase about not giving in to terrorists. I don't disagree with anything Scott Perry just said. Scott Perry was one of these people working in good faith, and Chip Roy was one of these people working in good faith. You know, the only thing I disagree with them on is how long it could have taken to get to this point. You know, this rules package that we've agreed on, these processes that we've agreed on, these are very, very agreeable things. They will make it more difficult, but that's what we want. Again, I don't really disagree with Scott on anything he just said. But what frustrates a lot of us is that it didn't have to come to this point. There's not a whole lot of differences between what we have now and what we've had before. They are good things. I don't disagree with them on any of that. And I appreciate some of the ideas that came up in this process. A lot of us do. There's broad agreement there. And so we really are more unified as a result of this. Again, I agree with him on that, too. Yeah, it looks contentious, and it was contentious.
But you say that you're okay with everything. It kind of worked out. I don't mean to mischaracterize what you're saying, Congressman, but there was a lot there that a lot of people thought went too far, that there were concessions made on top of concessions, including, you know, some measures that I think you had even said would kind of limit or stymie Congress and certainly the Speaker. Are you now saying that you don't think that's the case, that these concessions are okay?
The agreement we have now on the motion to vacate specifically is what you're talking about. So this idea that one person can call a motion to vacate and then we all have to vote again on who the Speaker is. Okay, as Scott said, that's actually been the rule for a very long time. Pelosi changed it. She changed it to a threshold of 100. A week ago, we had it changed. McCarthy had agreed to change it to a threshold of 5. And then it got down to 1. I don't really see much difference between 5 and 1, to be perfectly honest with you. So, no, this does not give me heartburn.
All right, folks, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here, Kevin Jackson Network, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I want you to note something. With Pelosi as Speaker, it would take 100 congresspeople in order for a vote to be called to get rid of the Speaker. And I think it's, I don't know if that's from your party or whatever, but it would take 100. They changed the rules from it taking 1 to it taking 100. I want you to just understand what Nancy Pelosi did. She protected her speakership. And you know what the Republicans did? The MAGA group? They said enough of that. If you don't want that person as speaker, if they're not representing this nation, we should be able to recall her. Again, I don't know whether this was single party or one person. I'm pretty sure it's one person within the party, because let's face it, the Democrats will constantly be recalling Kevin McCarthy if it only takes one vote. So I don't know how that's going to work, but here's what I will tell you. I don't want 100. I want, if somebody's upset with you and they want to bring it to a vote, there's a reasonable number of people that should be able to say, look, this woman's lost her mind. But she protected herself. What did Dan Crenshaw go on to say? Let me give you some of the things that he said in this, which really makes me take pause. He says it was a very difficult negotiation. I don't disagree with Scott Perry working in good faith. I don't disagree with Chip Roy. They were what? Working in good faith. I'm upset with how long it took. That's what he's upset with. So here's what he says. The rules package and the processes, the things that they ultimately put in place, were very agreeable. It makes it more difficult, he says, for the speaker to do what he, to pass his agenda, but that's what we want. Then he says, there are not a lot of differences. They are good things, and here's the part that got me the most. He said, I appreciate some of the ideas that came up in the process. See, that's the critical thing. That contention is what made people go, you know what, that's a great idea. I hadn't thought about that. If you just shoehorn McCarthy in, you're not going to think about all the things that you want to be changed. That's been the argument of everybody that's been involved with this thing. Oh, one other quick point. He says we are more unified in the end. But let's look at these things, these concessions that came up, right? The church-style committee that's going to look into the weaponization of the FBI and other government agencies, the CIA, etc., subject to the original church committee, and they're investigating how these people acted against the American people. Term limits put up for a vote. Now, here's what's interesting. They're going to vote against it. But at least you'll know who supports it and who doesn't, because there are people in Congress who believe in term limits. One of my friends, Matt Salmon, he term limited himself. He turned his congressional seat over to Andy Biggs because he'd had enough. And then he ran for governor and he lost. But I'm just saying, there are people out there who are interested in saying, I'm only going to do a certain amount of time with this and I'm going to leave. What about this? Single subject, not omnibus, with all the earmarks and pork, and then a 72-hour minimum period to read them. That's enforceable. See, they tried to do, they claimed they were doing this under Obama. We're going to give you 38 hours, 48 hours to read it before we vote on it. And they were doing stuff in the back of the room. They want a border plan that mimics the Texas border plan. Four-pronged border plan that aims at complete physical border infrastructure, fix border enforcement policies, enforce our laws in the interior, and target cartels and criminal organizations. We have to negotiate with the guy who's going to be speaker for this? Next one, big one. COVID mandates will be ended and all funding for them, including emergency funding. COVID is not what they claimed it to be. We got to fight for this stuff. Finally, budget bills would stop the endless increase in the debt ceiling and hold the Senate accountable for the same. But that's not the end of it. There was another provision that said, you will investigate China and what they did to wreck our economy. And there were other provisions in there that were safeguarding the American people. And in the end, you know what Dan Crenshaw said? It made us better. It made us more united. It brought things up. You know what contention does? It makes you have to confront. It makes you have to say, look, you tell me why you want to just be railroaded through when we have all these issues that haven't been addressed. So who's really representing us? The people that were just wanting to railroad McCarthy in, or the people who said, no, we're not going to do that because we're tired of you people not doing what you say you're going to do. You're going to be held accountable.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.